back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you download the Devil Radio app. Download it from the Apple Store, Google Store, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go to listen to your favorite shows. Very easy to listen to it that way, in the car in particular. In any event, this just out, this had been known somewhat before, but it's getting currency and right now. Donald Trump, less than a month before he had to turn over the presidency to Joe Biden on December 22nd, 2020, a few days before Christmas, everybody's jolly and in the Christmas spirit. He goes and sneaks in and gets a court order without notice to anybody to seize the records, seize the emails, seize the social media info on three Washington Post journalists. Sneaks right in there. Says it's a national security matter. Turned out what he was after was what their sources were and what they wrote 3 years before, more than 3 years before, about the 2016 election. Crooked William Barr left office a few days later. He was a wily one. If Trump had won the election, he would have subserviently gone along with anything Trump wanted. But he realized the handwriting was on the wall. The rat jumped on the mooring line and ran down to jump off the ship. He realized that Trump was going to go after journalists, and he also tried to get the military to suspend the certification and let it drag into months while he was still president and effect a coup. But I realized this is the United States. This is not Africa. This isn't Asia. This isn't Russia, Belarus, Pakistan, Afghanistan. This is the United States. That ain't going to happen. And as sullied as Barr's reputation was, the wily coyote had enough sense in him to get out. So what are the consequences of a guy who loses the presidential election, November 3rd, 2020, something like 7 weeks later, shortly before he's turning over the presidency? The presidency is turned over on January 20. Biden was elected on November 3rd. The idea in the Constitution is that you have to have some transition of government. The new president has to come in and put together a cabinet and so forth, get briefed on the good and the bad things that are happening in foreign policy and elsewhere. And it assumes good faith. It assumes, for instance, Dwight Eisenhower taking over from Harry Truman. It assumes Jack Kennedy taking over from Dwight Eisenhower. It assumes Ronald Reagan taking over from Jimmy Carter, or Bill Clinton taking over from George H.W. Bush. In other words, people don't like it if they lose elections, but they are not going to knife the United States. Well, they were badly misconceived when it came to Trump, and they could not have foreseen Trump. You know, back before Roosevelt, the new president didn't take office until March. So the old one, who was beaten, sullen, nursing his grudges, still got to be president from November to March. And he can do a lot of damage in that time. And so with Roosevelt, they shortened it up to January. So they knocked off a few months. But remember something, a malignant incumbent who loses and is sore about it can do a lot of damage. Take a look at Scott Walker. You know, he was beaten, but the new governor isn't sworn in until January. He was beaten in November. In November, December, he and Voss passed the lame duck legislation that simply transferred Walker's gubernatorial powers to Voss, ignoring the election. You know, not all of them. Voss wasn't called the governor, but effectively it strangled Evers. And they turned over the attorney general duties, many of them, not all of them, to Voss and the illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislature. That's a local example, a Wisconsin example. But at the state, You have Trump in there. And, you know, military people, Milley and the others, were very worried for those several months that he would order some kind of a military coup or that he would launch a war. And then he would go on the air. And they even talked about a Reichstag moment. The Reichstag moment was the attack on the German parliament building after Hitler had been elected president. And Hitler took that, gave that as an excuse to simply, in effect, declare martial law, suspend parties, and start a dictatorship in Germany. Putin did something like that in Russia. Remember, Boris Yeltsin had restored democracy to Russia for almost a decade in the 90s. I visited Moscow and St. Petersburg in the 90s with a delegation from the Justice Department under the auspices of the State Department to meet with Russian prosecutors, parliament members, and lawyers and talk to them about our American legal system, everything from the criminal system to the civil system to something as mundane as how you collect debts. You go to court and you get a judgment against somebody who didn't pay their rent or they didn't pay on a contract. In this country, there are what are called writs of replevin. They're called garnishments. There are all sorts of collection mechanisms. Over there, they had none, believe it or not, in 1997. So you hired a thug to go beat the guy up till he paid. I'm not kidding. That was a primitive economy, and it still is in many respects. Now it's an organized crime economy. Well, this nevertheless started to open up. So Putin came along to succeed Yeltsin. And then Putin had his thugs bomb a few Moscow apartment buildings, kill a lot of people, said it was Chechenian Muslims who did it. He was lying. He bombed it himself. He said, well, I will temporarily take control of the government. And now 21 years later, he's already put in legislation that says he can have it basically for life, for another 10, 15 years. That's what happens in those countries. Trump was, they were afraid, our military, of a Reichstag moment. General Milley and others. These are quality people. They're not conspiracy paranoids. They were worried about a Putin moment. It's no coincidence that Trump loved Putin. Actually, he hated Putin. He was afraid of Putin because Putin was blackmailing him. Anyway, court order sneaks in December 22nd, 20. Nobody knew about it. And he sweeps up all the documents, sweeps up all the social media, that kind of thing, emails from these three reporters, to try to investigate their reporting in 2017 of Russian involvement in his election. You know, and this is not an American president. This is a Russian dictator. And he did his best. He tried to, you know, he's ginned up this lie. And on January 6th, remember, he sent out a save the date card on social media before Facebook and Twitter shut him down. Big stuff happening in Washington, January 6th. January 6th, that's the Feast of the Epiphany. I mean, you know, what's this about January 6th? I like January 6th. Well, they show up. They're milling around. They wouldn't have gone to the Capitol. He gins them up. Don Trump Jr. gins them up. Giuliani gins them up. Then they go up there. They get carried away. There were some people who planned it. A lot of them hadn't planned it. People are killed. This is basically a low-rent operation, a low-rent insurrection. More than 500 people getting prosecuted. And it has now come out that he was going after journalists for reporting 3 years earlier. He cannot be permitted to come back in the presidency. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.